This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that U.S. abortions have declined 5%. This is the biggest decrease in over a decade, giving pro-life organizations hope for the future. Reverend Dr. James Lamb is the executive director of Lutherans for Life.
Well, certainly it's always good news when we hear that numbers of abortions are going down. We rejoice in that. Lives are being saved. On the other side of it, there are a lot of lives still being lost every day to abortion. So we can rejoice, but we dare not get too complacent because abortion continues day after day after day.
Dr. Lamb says the article failed to give credit to those who are working so hard to affirm life and to help people make good choices and better decisions.
And so I think we need to give a lot of credit to all of our volunteers, for example, at Lutherans for Life and all that they do across this country, and the pro-life movement like National Right to Life, all the people who are working so tirelessly to uphold this God-given value of life. They're part of this too. They're probably the biggest part of it.
Lutherans for Life continues to produce new material in educating youth.
We continue to strive to produce new things. We've got new curriculum coming, a new Sunday school course. We'll be offering confirmation materials, a course for youth, an online course. All of these things are being worked on right now by various authors across the country. So we're pretty excited about updating the resources that we have, and then the media through which we offer these resources.
The focus of Lutherans for Life is to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life.
Our focus is on the Lutheran community, and we strive to change hearts on these issues. We strive to get Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life, and so we provide materials to help congregations do that. We provide materials to help educators in our schools do that, our younger generation, to help them be gospel-motivated voices, because change, real significant change, is not going to come until God's people become not just a voice out there, but a gospel-motivated voice, a voice that is motivated by the fact that God creates life and redeems life and desires to call every life into an eternal relationship with Him. So moved by that, then we become voices in our society and try to influence the way things are going. But things will not change, I believe, until the church becomes a clearer and louder voice on these issues.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.